This is ARPBEAT, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Oliver Baez-Bendorf has written two books of poetry, The Spectral Wilderness and Advantages of Being Evergreen. The first won the Stan and Tom Wick Poetry Prize and was a finalist for the Tom Gunn Award for Gay Poetry. The second will appear in September and won the Cleveland State University Poetry Center's Open Book Poetry Competition. Bendorf was born and raised in Iowa and is an assistant professor of poetry at Kalamazoo College. We begin by talking about the solo cross-country journey that inspired Bendorf's new poetry collection.
I put all of my things in storage and drove around the country towing a teardrop camper because I wanted to be in these, you know, it's a beautiful country.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I wanted to be in landscapes that I felt like otherwise I might start to fear, you know, red states and blue states. Uh-huh. And I had this idea of following rivers, which sort of became for me this, I had been watching, you know, the river outside my studio window freeze over and was kind of just starting to think about rivers as this fluid motion that defies human made, you know, borders and boundaries. So zigzagging across the country, I didn't actually end up following rivers. I mean, rivers are everywhere. So it was sort of,
you know, almost impossible not to. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah. And then I finished the manuscript. Then after that year of being in transit, when I had a fellowship year at University of Wisconsin-Madison.
That sounds like a wonderful journey. Does this poetry collection reflect that year, or is just something that you did after that year of traveling?
Some of the poems do, you know, directly reference different places that I traveled and experiences that I had, you know, across the country. And others are less explicitly tied to those travels, but were absolutely filtered through them.
Are you a photographer at all? Did you collect photos from the travels?
I am an amateur photographer, and I took many cell phone pictures and was posting to Instagram.
I think everybody should do that once in their lifetime. Just hit the road. Long road trip.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience.
What did you learn about the country overall, besides that it's beautiful?
It's really big.
Yes.
That really becomes clear when you spend one night in Montana and you drive all the way across it and then you spend the next night still in Montana.
There you go. Did you have a favorite state?
Waking up in the Badlands during sunrise was beautiful, just gorgeous. I also spent a great few days just camped in the parking lot of the Bloomington Community Orchard in Bloomington, Indiana, where the poet Ross Gay, he's on the board there. And that's how I found out about the place. And that was, it's right next to some trails, and it was early spring, and so things were kind of just starting to, you know, thaw and wake up and bloom. And that was just a fun place to be. The teardrop is a good conversation starter. You know, people either have wanted to do something similar or have done something similar. Part of what I learned also was just in that particular moment, as a queer and trans person, I think I was sort of fearful of being in certain places. Why are they staring at me? Or what are they, you know, what is this person approaching me for? And really, they just wanted to talk about the teardrop. And so that was kind of an interesting moment of encountering like my own ideas about safety and danger, and realizing that for the most part, other people are just also trying to live their lives and are also just curious, and which is partly why I wanted to do the trip in the first place, to kind of recalibrate and not become so fearful of certain places.
This is ARPBEAT on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars.
Did you find that you're more trusting or less so after this? Sounds like maybe a little more?
I would say yes. Yeah, I would say yes, because, you know, driving across the country, there are various things that just car mechanical things that come up, or you need directions. And I definitely came away with a sense that there was help and support for that when I needed that. And that was, you know, I think a pretty powerful takeaway that has stayed with me in some ways, you know?
My trip was longer ago, but that's what I found out, that, you know, there are different kind of fears, I suppose, as a woman traveling the country alone. But I found that most people are very good. My car would break down. I'd be invited for breakfast in somebody's farmhouse, or people would give me rides. And I found that most people are really good people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back to poetry. As we speak, the book doesn't quite exist yet, but tell us when it will and the where, what, when of the book.
That's right. It is on its way into the world. My second collection, Advantages of Being Evergreen, which will be the official publication date, is September 15th, 2019. So I'm very excited and working through page proofs and cover designs and all of that stuff with my press, Cleveland State University Poetry Center.
But I think I saw something on your website also that you'd been to the White House in 2016. What was that about?
Yeah, that's right. It was the, well, then annual. That was, it hasn't happened since then, but the trans community briefing, which is a big convening of different activists and artists and, you know, transgender people just working in a variety of fields, coming together to share work. And, oh, what was her name? The biggest surprise was that Loretta Lynch made an appearance and just greeted and welcomed us all. And, you know, and that was pretty amazing.
You have an event coming up with Andy Mozina, also from K College, and Deborah Gang, a writer with her first novel out at present. Tell us about that event. What can we expect?
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. It will be at the, you know, the Central Library, and the theme that Deborah has wrangled us around is Good People, Bad Luck. I was jotting down the title of it a couple days ago, and I realized that I had accidentally jotted down Bad People, Good Luck, which would be a very different reading, I think. Or maybe more similar than I think. I don't know. We will each be reading, you know, new or new-ish work that falls under this theme of human nature and luck, and so that's been fun to consider what I will read for that, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Kalamazoo poet Oliver Baez Bendorf, the author of Advantages of Being Evergreen. Bendorf will read from his work at the Kalamazoo Public Library on April 25th. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.